Welcome to Talk Tyrannus, a weekly podcast that delivers leaf-level insights to your ears from across the Corn Belt to help growers grow. The story of your fields is always at your fingertips, and now you have the information you need for analysis and predictive planning. In this week's podcast, we check in with Illinois Regional Sales Managers Brett Harrison and Toby Beamer as they give us a crop progress and condition report and share their thoughts on the unique solution that is Tyrannus. First things first, we check in with Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin Regional Sales Manager Toby Beamer. What a difference a week or even 7 days makes when Mother Nature decides to open that window for spring planting. You know, the month of May was kind of doom and gloom when we started. Farmers were discouraged. It was cold and wet. It felt like February. And now here we are. We're headed into the month of June and almost everything's in the ground. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast things can happen. These farmers have great big equipment and the retailers have all the manpower and all the equipment to keep up with them. There's been a lot of corn and soybeans that have been jammed into the ground here in the last 2 weeks, and it really only takes about that long anymore.
It's amazing to me. And, you know, these farmers have been working around the clock. Tell me, in your neck of the woods, Toby, some of the things you've been hearing from farmers and then retailers as well.
Well, I was actually blessed because I started with Tyrannus at the end of March. So I was nervous that I wasn't going to be able to call on any retailers because they were going to be so busy. But it's kind of been a blessing in disguise for me with the cold and wet weather. So I got to introduce myself and kind of tell people about what Tyrannus was like. And then it all came to a halt at the second week of May when everybody started planting. So, but it was a blessing in disguise for me just because I got to talk to people about Tyrannus and get some demos on their acres, on their farms, and show them what the product was all about, because a lot of people hadn't heard about it from where I'm at up here.
You know, Toby, tell me about your experience in the ag industry and why you chose to partner with Tyrannus.
The people are my passion. I found the career with Tyrannus through a recruiter, and I had never heard of the company, so I didn't know what to think. There's a lot of companies that are here today and gone tomorrow in agriculture, and you see that kind of come to fruition. So I thought that Tyrannus might have been one of those. And after interviewing and after seeing what the company had for product and talking to more than just one person in Westfield, I fell in love with the opportunity right away. So I've been in the industry now for about a dozen years, a little bit more than that, 15 years as a seed dealer, professional retailer, and then now with Tyrannus as a regional sales manager.
Well, Toby, in those 15 years, you've seen some of the best times of agriculture and some of the worst times in agriculture. And, you know, everything ebbs and flows in the industry, especially the one that doesn't get to stop. You know, we always have to put that crop in. We always have to take it out. And I think for a lot of folks who have experienced the roller coaster ride of the industry, Tyrannus is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, you see a pendulum swing all the time in the industry, it seems like. In technology, it seems like it's on one end of the pendulum and it doesn't seem like it's going to stop. I think that farmers are going to embrace technology as we go forward more and more every single year because they need help. As fast as we get the crop in the ground, there's problems with retailers keeping staff to even man a floater. I've known some retailers around me that have had their salespeople have had to jump into floaters just because of the lack of help, and it's tough. So farmers are going to be able to do more with less manpower and less equipment, essentially, and bigger equipment. So yeah, I think the agriculture technology side of things are going to be on the upswing here for a long time. And Tyrannus being a part of it, I think what they offer as far as product is concerned, there's nothing really that matches it in the industry. I think they're unique, and I think what they have as a solution for farmers and retailers is something that everybody's going to want to jump on board with very soon.
Absolutely. Toby, what are you looking forward to most about your first growing season with Tyrannus?
I'm looking forward to ground truth and the artificial intelligence with the retailers to show them what the product can do. I know what the product can do, but a lot of people around me have not seen it yet. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to meeting new people, and I'm looking forward to bringing solutions to their ever-growing problems as far as covering ground is concerned.
Things are pretty similar in southern and central Illinois. Regional sales manager Brett Harrison shares more.
It's been definitely a slow start to the season, and a lot of guys panicking out there a little bit. But for the most part, like you said, I'd say most of the planting is done. And there's going to be probably some replant situations down a little bit farther south as they've got a bunch of rain after they just got blasted their crops in. So fingers crossed there. Things are calming down. Everybody's getting out and getting things sprayed and trying to catch up.
You know, Brett, as you visit with your ag retailers and your farmers across your footprint, especially in that Champaign area, what we like to call God's country, as we head into June, you know, things are in the ground and things are coming up. What are some of the issues they've run into?
Some of the issues is guys that got in early, you know, making sure that their product came out of the ground. And that was a concern for some. And then also getting caught up as far as getting chemicals applied and getting the, you know, the post put down. Those are kind of the issues that everybody seems to be going through at this time.
Brett, this is your first growing season with Taranis. Tell me about your experiences in the ag industry and what sets Taranis apart from all the other opportunities out there, from seed sales to chemical sales to, you know, talking about technology and the service Taranis provides.
Well, the leaf level data collection is just amazing. So if you haven't had an opportunity to see it, you need to get to the Taranis website and take a look at the imagery that is produced through their flights and through the satellite imagery. So it's exciting to know that this can be done. Technology is definitely the way things are going in scouting fields and knowing what's going on in your fields, you know, knowing what you don't know can hurt you. So Taranis is as a partner with the growers and the retailers that is definitely moving forward and helping, you know, accelerate decision making and just overall better, you know, experience for the grower to know exactly what's going on in their fields.
Very good. Brett, what are you looking forward to most about the 2022 growing season?
You know, checking, you know, going out in the fields and actually going to the areas where the imageries were taken and then seeing for yourself hands-on. It's amazing. The technology is great. And I just look forward to growing Taranis with the retailers in central Illinois.
Very good. Brett, we'll check back in with you in the next few weeks to see how things are progressing in your neck of the woods.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to Talk Taranis. Taranis delivers millions of tiny leaf level images that allow you to see the big picture of your operation. If you're looking to gain a competitive advantage in today's market, the dollars are in the details. Get more out of every seed you plant with precision insights that allow you to see which incremental adjustments you can make to get the most of your acres and improve your bottom line. For more information, you can visit taranis.ag. That's TARANIS.AG.